Welcome to Shomach Shovah on the Daf. We're holding him in Nochas Daf Pidalit. The Gemara on the end of Amud Beis brings a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish regarding if someone brought a low-quality Omer, is it accepted or not? The Shita of Rabbi Yochanan is that it has not become Kodesh. Says the Gemara, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Gemara, Ma'ablozo Rabbi Yochanan Chazoi B'chaloim, I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, Milso me'al yeso amino. So I'm going to say something good. We saw a similar thing in Daf Samech Zayin regarding seeing something in a dream. There we spoke about, is getting something from a dream, is that considered to be Torah, or could you paskin based on that? But here Rashi says, the regular Rashi brings, Beruchi chazoi b'chalmo, lemitartso lemilse shofir. Meaning, some understand, the pshat is, Rabbi Yochanan revealed himself to me in a dream, in order for me to explain his shita well. So the Alter of Kelim, in the Sefer Chochmo Musar Chelek Beis Simon Kofiut, brings this Gemara and learns from this the following. He says, why is Rabbi Yochanan coming to Rabbi Elazar in a dream and telling him that he's asking from him to come and explain his shita in a good way? Rabbi Yochanan already is in Olam Ha'emes. He already died. He was Nifter. So he up there in Shemaim, you know the truth. Why you need Reb Elazar down here to come and be busy explaining his shita down here? What is he needed for? Why is he asking Reb Elazar to explain his shita? So the Alter of Kelim explains a big yisoid. He says, part of the idea of loy b'shamayimi is that Torah needs to be understood down here in the world. And only if it's understood down here, then you can follow and paskin like this up there in Shemaim. In Shemaim, they're going to follow the Psak only once it's accepted down here in the Haaretz. He connects it to the Gemara in Bo Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, the famous Gemara of Tanu Shalachnoi. And the Gemara there says they want to pass like a blazer, and we say, I'm sorry, Loi B'Shamayimi. And I don't care how many Simonim come, Loi B'Shamayimi. Meaning the fact that in Shemaim, they agreed to a blazer Shita. There was all the Simonim, the Besamedush moved, and the river moved, and the tree, and there was riots, and in Shemaim, they agree with their blazer. That doesn't help to pass Kanalacha like him. In order to pass like a blazer, you need to have the Chachamim down here, in the Aretz, agree and accept a blazer Shita. Says the Alter of Kelim, you know, he thought about this idea, but he was thinking about it, and he wanted to find a source to it, and he opened the Sefer Chassidim, and he found there in the Simon Reish Chav Dalet. And then the Sefer Chassidim writes on the Pasuk, Mekim Devar Ovdoi V'atzas Malochav Yashlim, that the Elyonim agree with the Deyo of the Tachtoinim. And he brings there a Raya for the Rameir. Rameir learned from his Rebbe, who was Acher. And the Shiloh was, can you accept Rameir's Shita or not? Rameir was going all around with Torah that he heard from Acher. So the Gemara there brings, how can you learn from Acher? The din is that only Doime a Rebbe Lamalach Shem Tzvakos if Aksha Torah Mepiu. If not, you can't learn from a bad Rebbe. Till the Gemara comes and says, Rameir Rimoin Motzo Toicho Achal Kliposer Zorak. Says, no, Rameir was special. He found the pomegranate, he ate the inside throughout the outside. He was able to dissect and take from Acher only the good things, not the bad things. So it says after that, it says the Rabbi Shilo met Eliyahu Novi. It says, Mark Kovit, the Kodesh Boch, what's Kodesh Boch doing now? So he told him, once they paskin down here in the world, that you could follow Rameir's Gemaras, Rameir's Shitas, so now Kodesh Boch also repeat Rameir. But until down here in the world, they didn't accept the fact that Rameir's Torah is okay. So up there in Shemaim, they also didn't quote Rameir. So he says, anything that a person knows, understands, he thinks is the right thing. It's not good enough if between him and HaKadosh Baruch it's enough. He needs the Chachamim of the generation to accept it as well. He says, that's a pshat in Mishneh Novice. Kol shuruach habriyos noicha himenu, ruach hamokoim noicha himenu. Says, the posh pshat in the Mishneh is, if people like him, that's a simen that HaKadosh Baruch likes him. But according to what he's saying right now, pshat is, if the Briyos accept his anaga, so then up there in Shemaim, they also accept it. But if he's not accepted down here in the world, up there in Shemaim, they won't accept it either. And he says, that's pshat in the Pasuk, Ve'isim nikim mehashem me'yisrael. A person has to learn Torah, try to understand everything, and try to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. But it's not enough. He needs to also make sure me'yisrael, that the Chachamim accept his words as well. And he concludes that the Pshat the Mishnah novice Ezu Dechishoro Shivor Lohodom. What is the right thing? Koshi Tiferes Lorseya Vetiferes Lominodom. A person always has to search the right thing to do, but he has to also have in mind to make sure that what his Maisim are accepted by the Chachamim, by the people of his generation. Because only once it's accepted down here, it's accepted up Lamalo. And this you can add what the Gemara says, Ov Lamalo Venechmon Lamato. Only if a person is Nechmon Lamato, he is Ov fully Lamalo. This is Dvar Nifloy Meoid that the Altar of Kelim writes on our Gemara. Anyone who wants to sponsor or join the Shur Machshava Shiurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.